Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. It is Wednesday the 14th of August. We're nearing the end of summer now and you can feel it. There's a little chill in the air.
It's a little bit.
I'm not happy. But we are here to tell you about all the great events happening in and around Oxford this coming week. I'm Anais Higgins.
I'm Emma Pearson.
And to kick us off,
yes, we have the big show this week on the Oxford Playhouse is Miss Julie.
Big deal.
Big deal. Very big deal. It was a huge hit in Edinburgh, then it transferred to London, and now it's stopping off at Oxford for its last UK date before it goes global, so now's the chance to catch it. It's about a young woman. It was written in the late 19th century, so it's about a young woman in that time drawn very forcefully attracted to the footman
in her house. We all have attractions to our footmen.
Always. and then this production, it's adapted from the original that was by Strindberg, and it's set 18 years after apartheid ended in South Africa. So, like, added to the themes of social class and gender politics are the themes of race and the colonial history of that country. So it sounds really interesting, and our reviewer went to see it, and the main adjective she used to describe it was brutal.
Brutal was used a lot.
Brutal was used a lot. I think that it's not for the faint-hearted, but it sounds like an incredibly powerful performance. It's received sell-out runs and standing ovations and amazing reviews. It's just a really exciting production to be having here in Oxford.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have it in Oxford. And speaking of not for the faint-hearted, my friend went to see it, I think in Edinburgh or London, on a first date. And it is a very sort of steamy, sexual show. And she left, and the guy she was with was just like, "Oh, what lovely calves she had." And it was awkward. So if you're going on a first date this week, this might not be the show for you.
Maybe not first date material.
If you just love some amazing, thrilling theatre, then I think it is the thing for you.
Sounds great.
Opening today at the Art at the Old Fire Station is a new photography exhibition, which took my fancy. It was at the Ashmolean on their Live Friday night at the end of July. It was themed around photography called Exposed. So you might have seen this exhibition there already. It's called Seeing Oxford in a Different Light, and it's basically a group of Oxford photographers who were given a sort of mission. They were given 10 words, which were dreaming, Alice, old, gown, spire, meadows, town, Radcliffe, bicycle, and students.
Very Oxfordy.
Very Oxfordy. And they were given the mission of taking photos associated to these words, and they had to stay within the ring road and use a roll of film and then use kind of whatever creative means they'd like. So really nice idea. And you can see the results of this in the shop at the Old Fire Station. So it's not in the main gallery space, it's in the shop space. It's kind of more casual.
It's nice, none of this new digital malarkey, all nice old film.
I think they could use SLRs and lomography, I'm not sure how to say it. But I think it sounds lovely. And I'm thinking I might even take my own camera out and have those words with me.
You should.
And have a go. It sounds like quite a good idea for like a community project that could have a future. So go to the Arts at the Old Fire Station, to the shop during their opening hours, and see Oxford through a different light for yourself.
Great. So on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. we have a Discord, a story of noise, which is held by Oxford Ski Bar. They're part of the British Science Association, and they host regular science talks in the cozy Port Mahon, which, by the way, does excellent chips.
Really, really nice food. Very nice place. And a good place to learn about science.
Exactly. And if you're going to learn about science, you've got to have beer there as well.
I mean, yeah, keep you going.
Absolutely. So this month's talk is a look back at the history of the battle between people and noise.
Something somebody might be experiencing right now listening to this.
Exactly.
Against our prattle.
Exactly. It sounds really interesting. It's Dr. Mike Goldsmith is the speaker, and the talk is based on his recent book, so he's clearly done a lot of research on this.
He's a published author. Mm. It's a good source. It's published science.
It's always
truth.
A good sign. Yeah. So the themes are things like looking at noise in nature. So the way that animals use noise as a weapon to catch prey, for example, and also noise in human beings' progression through history with industrialization. And that sounds really interesting, like how noise, the everyday noises we hear all the time, will have just changed
completely.
Yeah, like,
but then even when you're out in the forest, you'll hear noise as well. Like, there's nowhere really without noise, but then the noise signifies such different things in different places.
Exactly. And things that we know exactly what they are now when we hear them, like a lorry reversing or something, and 60 years ago maybe wouldn't have that. So yeah, that sounds really interesting, just a new look at at something that is around us all the time. All the time. Noise. And it's completely free. 6:30, Port Mahon on Thursday.
Great. Moving on to the weekend now. There is some theatre happening, some outdoor theatre. You might think the season's over. It's the last outdoor Shakespeare offering of the season, as far as I'm aware. But last but not least, as this is the exciting new creation theatre adaptation of Henry V.
Very exciting.
And it's going to be something very, very special. So Shakespeare's script has been adapted to be played by three men. And it's got all the old verse and all the amazing speeches. So it's the same kind of content, but made so that you can multi-role it between three men. And there is some amazing multi-rolling going on. Obviously, men playing women's always funny, but then there's five or four men in a scene being played only by three men, and they're having to run around and change who they are. And you can follow, but you can also just laugh at how...
That's amazing. Do they use costumes to
Yes, costumes, really creative way. So there's a hat in one scene, which a character's wearing, and then it's the hat's still there when he becomes a different character. So you can still see the characters there, even though the actor's moved. So it's really fast, really funny, really fresh. It will be Henry V like you've never seen it before. And it's also a promenade show. So it's done in a kind of street theatre style. So you're going to follow the performers around several locations at the Oxford Castle.
Oh, brilliant.
And so you'll be sitting on benches, hay bales, blankets, sometimes standing, and sometimes in the courtyard down at the bottom of the mound. But there is a marquee set up in the castle grounds, because obviously we are nearing to the end of summer and it is getting a bit chillier. So if the weather's going to just pour down, then the show does go on underneath this marquee, tucked up on your hay bales with your blankets.
That sounds very cosy.
So it's on from Saturday 17th of August to Saturday 14th of September, Monday to Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. Take a blanket and prepare yourself for the history play like you've never seen it before.
And possibly a bit of audience interaction.
Possibly a bit of audience interaction as well, but don't let that put you off.
No.
If you want to know anything else about the events we've talked about in the podcast so far, then you can find out more on our website,
which is dailyinfo.co.uk. Or indeed, if you're looking for a job or looking for a room or wanting to sell a bike or buy a bike, any of your needs in Oxford, go to dailyinfo.co.uk. We cater for them all.
We cater for them all. We cater also for lots of lovely outdoorsy village fete type events which are happening this weekend.
Yes, I mean, you say we're getting to the end of summer, but it's a good weekend for soaking up that last little bit of summer sunshine, I feel. On Saturday, there is Balden Feast, which is a really good name for an event. 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. It's in Marsh Balden, which is a quaint little village just south of Oxford, down the B480. If you keep on going down Watlington Road past Cowley, you should get there.
Gosh, very good directions.
Yeah, I thought
it was
useful.
I'm just like, it's south. That's enough.
And they are hosting the Balden Feast. It's their annual summer fete. It only costs £1 to enter, so really cheap. And it's a great excuse for some nostalgic and traditional fun. The Masons Traditional Fun Fair are providing the rides, and they sound like they are the most amazing kind of old-style rides. There's a Ferris wheel, there's dodgems, stalls and gallopers, which is apparently the name for the roundabout with horses, carousel, yeah. Sort of one of
carousel, yeah, that's what I always thought it's called, but galloper.
Yeah, it sounds like a sort of more English name, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, which sounds great, and they're all vintage rides. They all have their own specific history, and they're all beautifully painted. There's also some Irish and country music, followed by some rock and roll dancing, so all tastes are catered for there, as well as lots of market stalls and food stalls. And in addition to this already busy lineup, there's Bird of Prey exhibition. So you can have
some birds, yeah, chilling around.
You can have your photo taken with an eagle. So the whole thing sounds great.
That's quite a draw, I think.
I think that would get me there.
That would get me there. The vintage rides and the birds.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be some birds in the vintage rides.
Maybe.
I've got a competing sort of outdoor village festival also on Saturday from 12 till 6. It is the Elder Stubbs Festival, which is organised by Restore Charity, which is a mental health charity based in Oxford. And the Elder Stubbs Festival happens at the Elder Stubbs Allotments, which is just opposite Florence Park in East Oxford. And at the festival, there are craft workshops. There's going to be two stages with live music, food stalls, and a fruit and veg show with obviously the allotment produce for sale. So it's going to be a big weekend on the allotment. Another great thing there is the Oxford Playhouse pop-up tent, which is part of their Oxford Plays Out scheme. It's a kind of family theatre tent, which they started last year and they're touring this year. And it has a free theatre show in it for kids called Tea Time, which is very, very funny for little kids and big kids alike. And a highlight to tea time is when one of the actors is repeatedly splattered on the face with chocolate mousse. So just imagine that.
That sounds my level of entertainment, yes, for a Saturday
exactly,
afternoon.
Exactly. It's one of the Playhouse Plays Out tents' last stops of the summer. So if you haven't seen the Playhouse pop-up tent yet and it's something you'd like to do, then go to Elder Stubbs for that. It's the festival's 22nd year.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. Yeah, they must be doing something right. It's been around for a long time. And last year they raised over £5,000 to go towards Restore Charity.
That's
so
a really good
They're doing
cause.
Really well. And it's probably one of these things that children need, that every year they just beat their target and raise more. So you can be part of that, and you can have a boogie on an allotment this weekend from 12 to 6 at Elder Stubbs.
That sounds really great. And continuing on the festival theme, you can have a completely 100% wholesome village fete weekend Sunday as well. There's another produce and flower show. This time it's in Banbury.
I so wish my granny was around, because this weekend we would have had such a hoot. This is exactly the kind of thing you want to do with your elderly friends.
Exactly. Food and flower festivals. It's the thing to do with grandparents, I think.
Look at produce.
Exactly. Here's some food. So in Banbury there's flower arranging, that's very granny friendly.
Love it.
Baking, again granny friendly, and probably some very big marrows. There's also a children's section in the competition and crafts as well. The food fair itself sounds really great. It celebrates local food producers and drink producers, so all kinds of food and beer and wine and cider too, all from the local area, and with the possibility to sample produce as you go along.
Yum.
And there are also cooking demonstrations, so Chef Paul Da Costa Greaves will be doing live cooking demonstrations, and also Banbury Cooking School's Pudding Pie and Malaysian Memories.
Very good names for cooking schools.
Really good.
Quite nicely, impressed with that.
Nicely illustrative. Good. They'll also be demonstrating. And there'll also be Ready Steady Cook style cook-offs, which sound hilarious.
That sounds really fun. Cook-off. That's the first time I've heard that word.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be using it again.
It sounds great. So it just sounds like something where you can do everything. You can buy food, you can have your Sunday lunch, and you can also pick up some new culinary skills for future life. So I think that's a definite good way to spend your Sunday.
And that's Banbury Marketplace and Banbury Town Hall, so
that's
very
right.
Easy to get to.
10:30 to 4:30 on Sunday.
Lovely. We've also got some kooky things happening this weekend. So we've got the office kooks, Jed and Orla, to tell us a bit about bonkers things happening on Saturday and Sunday.
This weekend there is a crime writing festival going on at St Hilda's. And it's mainly organised by the lady who used to be in charge of alumni at St Hilda's. Alumni?
Alumni.
Well, alumni is for both genders, or
oh,
masculine.
Really?
Alumni is females. Of course, it was all female. Now, alumni come in all varieties for St Hilda's. This year, Val McDermid is one of the people appearing, and she is an alumna of St Hilda's. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of other people as well, talking about a whole variety of topics, including the sort of the cosy aspect of crime writing versus the more gritty and various historical sort of crime writers. And the key speaker is Jill Peyton Walsh, who took over writing the Dorothy L. Sayers characters, Lord Peter Wimsey and co, after Dorothy Sayers' death.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
That sounds fascinating. Very nice. And Orla, what's your crazy offering?
Yeah, another bit of Sunday afternoon weirdness.
Last week it was cows.
Last week it was dairy farming documentaries, which I didn't think was that weird, actually, because it was a really good documentary.
There are documentaries about loads of weird things.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Exactly. This one is maybe a bit more left field. At the Museum of History of Science on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, there is the Art and Science of Taxidermy. And they've got a very experienced taxidermist, Derek Frampton, who's been taxidermist for 35 years, and he'll be coming along to show techniques, tools and artistry of taxidermy. And it's a free event, and you can go along.
Is he stuffing any cows?
I'm not sure.
Not the cows! Not
I don't
cows.
Know if there'll be anything skinned there and then, but it should be pretty interesting all the same.
I've just realised the link between the crime and the taxidermy.
Crime taxidermy novel.
Perfect way to get rid of a bit
sinister weekend.
You finally come to the killer's house, and it's full of all his victims.
This might be a little obvious.
Yeah. He doesn't invite you to his house beforehand.
Of course not.
Come on, John.
That's Jen and Orla with some more left-field suggestions of what to do this weekend if you don't want to go look at fruit and veg. So, with the crazy, crazy weekend full of fruit and veg shows and taxidermy closed, moving on to
don't
Monday.
Don't confuse the two, I think.
Oh, yeah. The taxidermy marrows, no. Moving on to Monday, something a bit calmer maybe. If you've been enjoying the Oxford proms, which have been going on since last week, or the BBC proms, which I have actually been amazingly into this year. I'm addicted to Radio 3. I don't know what's happened. I've turned 23 and suddenly all I can listen to is classical music.
Suddenly get cultured.
I'm suddenly cultured. Yeah, don't worry everyone who's younger than me. You'll hit 23
It'll
and
happen.
You'll get it. It will happen. So if this is your thing, or if it isn't, give it a go. The National Youth Choir of Great Britain is coming to the Oxford Town Hall on Monday. There are actually multiple national youth choirs. They have to kind of divide them up depending on people's kind of skills and voices and so on. And we are being graced by the presence of the Training Choir North, which is the choir made up of secondary school teenagers from the north of England who are part of the National Youth Choir. And they're coming to perform some British and Irish masterpieces. That's all they tell you in terms of what music, but I'm sure that will be, you know, some of the greatest hits of Britain and Ireland. And the choir is made up, obviously, by best choristers of today, and they've been touring all summer and in kind of these kind of residential schools, which they do Easter and summer. So they've been having an amazing experience, really valuable, and probably just improved their kind of
voices. We're going to get them at
so
their
much.
Best
You're getting
time.
Them at their peak. And so to see this lovely young choir sing live, it's at the Oxford Town Hall on Monday from 7:30 p.m.
Brilliant. Something else which is cultured. The Bodleian Print Collection, their collection of old printing presses, has recently moved to the Story Museum. So they've always had this collection of really old presses, and it's been in various places. It was first in the New Bodleian, then it was in the Clarendon Building, and now it's setting itself up on the top floor of the Story Museum, where it is going to be called the Bodleian Hand Printing Workshop. And it sounds totally amazing. They've got loads of historic printing presses. The oldest pieces date from 1669.
Wow.
Which is amazing. And those oldest pieces are a wooden frame which was originally made for the press by a local joiner called John Rainford in the 17th century. So that's just, that's so crazy that they still have them. And they are opening up the room for hand printing workshops, one of which is happening on Tuesday. And there are lots for children, but there are also a few rare sessions for adults. So that's what's happening on Tuesday, 6:30 to 8:30. You can get taught by specialist tutors how to use the ancient equipment and also hear a bit about its history and print your own little keepsake.
Yay!
Which I am so excited about.
No, if you go to a workshop, your craft workshop especially, you want to make something you can take home.
Exactly, exactly. I was looking at some pictures of the presses and they are so, just so beautiful. They're like huge, these huge iron contraptions. I really wish we printed the sheet on them. I think it would be amazing.
Oh my god, yes. Imagine if we had our own old school printing press.
It would be so cool.
That would take so long.
It would. It would take rather
There would
time.
Not be two sheets a week.
No, they would not.
Maybe
but they would
like
be beautiful.
Special. Maybe that's what you could do if you go to the workshop. You could try and design a daily info sheet to do on the printing
press.
That
would be amazing. Got to totally do that. But yes, they look so beautiful. There's one that has this sort of giant wrought like eagle, it looks like, on top of the dress. It's just amazing. And there are some pictures of posters that have been made by people sort of actually studying printing, and they're sort of in colour and they're beautiful. That's the other thing, that they do courses if you're like really into printing. In sort of old style methods, then they run courses for that. So do look at the Bodleian's website if you're interested in that.
Very nice. To end now the Oxcast with a gig on Tuesday. We've been a bit too cultured. we get a bit cultured and then we just like to rock out.
Yeah.
So the White Rabbit, which is the lovely independent city centre pub where the Gloucester Arms used to be, in case you've been under a rock for the last 6 months, they're hosting a gig night on Tuesday. There are three bands playing and there's also the promise of vapid arty video installation fun.
Wow.
Free pizza and vibes.
It sounds
really good fun. So the bands include The Sex Hands, which when you Google doesn't actually come up with too much messy stuff. They're from Manchester and they write songs about the hit TV series Friends. That's
okay.
Quite cool. That's quite niche. They've
that
kind
niche.
Of kind of garage rock sound of kind of droning, dominating guitars.
Okay.
Quite cool.
So when you say songs about the TV series, is it like about an episode? So
I
like,
think they name them after episodes or things that happened.
Okay.
And their first album's called Series One.
Right.
And I think, yeah, there's kind of hints. I don't know if you're like, a massive Friends fan, you might get all these inside jokes, or whether it's just more an inspiration and a kind of a thing that people can talk about when they don't know much about them, like in this case.
Yes.
There's also a couple of local bands playing. The Beta Blocker and the Body Clock are a two-piece band from Oxford with a really fun poppy sound, something you could really happily bounce and sway and smile and enjoy. I'd recommend their song Ylang Ylang for an example.
Good on the pronunciation.
An example of their music, a really fun song. And finally, there's a band called Woo Ah. Their names are in capitals with an exclamation mark. They call their music childish pop rock, So they also sound really good fun. So basically, for some bands who don't take themselves too seriously, which is great, in a lovely, lovely pub with free pizza, you want to be at the White Rabbit for 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
That sounds great. Do Cultured all weekend and then just hit the vibes.
Have some vapid arty installation video.
Absolutely.
I do want to see that. I mean, how vapid are we talking here?
Pretty vapid.
It better be pretty vapid.
I think so.
You have been listening to Daily Info's Oxcast.
Tune in next week for more events around Oxford, and you can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford.
You can also just go to dailyinfo.co.uk to find out about events happening in and around Oxford, look at some job adverts, find a place to live, buy and sell your wares, find out things about Oxford. There's a page about Oxford in French. If you've got some French friend visiting, can't bother to tell them yourself, French page all about Oxford.
You never need to talk to them again.
Thank you for listening.